Sarah Volpenhayn is a Report for America core reporter. She covers underserved communities at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Sarah, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hi, thanks for having me.
I gave some outlines of the trends we're seeing. Sarah, can you spell it out for us a little more? What are we seeing when it comes to positive tests for COVID in our nursing homes in the state?
Yeah, sure. So as the Delta variant continues to sweep across the state and the rest of the country, we're seeing a bit of an increase in the COVID-19 cases among nursing home residents in the state. So in late August, for the first time since January, we saw numbers higher than 50. We're seeing kind of a spike in cases that's really developed over the last couple months or so. After the vaccine became available to nursing home residents who were some of the first people to get the vaccine back in December, January, February, we saw cases just plummet, and they really remained under like 20 cases a week for months until just recently, as the Delta variant has really emerged. And in the last week of August, we saw nursing homes in the state reporting close to 60 COVID-19 cases in residents in a single week. So that's a lot higher than we've seen at any time recently. But just to put this in perspective, back during the peak of the pandemic in November, there were hundreds of cases of COVID-19 in residents every week, as many as 800, 850 in the worst week. Hundreds of nursing home residents were dying every week because of COVID at the peak last year. So things are still much better than they were at the worst point, but the Delta variant is still worrying. Nursing home residents are still at risk for infection, even though most of them have been fully vaccinated against the virus. But at the same time, the vaccine does still provide a great deal of protection for nursing home residents.
Right. I had mentioned that's some of the good news we're seeing here. What are we seeing when it comes to the severity of these cases in nursing homes?
Sure. So I talked with a few of the nursing home administrators at nursing homes that saw some large outbreaks recently in recent weeks. And they, all three of them, told me that the residents who got infected had, for the most part, very mild cases where they had very mild symptoms or no symptoms at all in some cases. So they really told me that despite the outbreaks that they experienced, where most of their residents had breakthrough infections where they had been fully vaccinated but still ended up infected, despite that, their confidence in the vaccine was just that much stronger because their residents, for the most part, didn't get badly ill from the virus.
And we know early on in the vaccination effort, these nursing home residents were at the top of the priority list for a lot of good reasons. What are we seeing when it comes to vaccination rates among those nursing home residents now?
Yeah, among residents, they were very receptive to the vaccine from the get-go. So as the numbers have come out, we've seen that, around 85% of nursing home residents in the state have been fully vaccinated against COVID. And that's been pretty consistent since the vaccine rolled out in January. You were hearing from nursing homes at the time that their residents were very eager to get the vaccine.
Before we turn to staff members, workers at nursing homes and their vaccination rates, I want to talk about the kind of precautions in place, the protocols, when there is that COVID positive test for a nursing home resident. Even if it's a mild case, what kind of things did you hear from nursing home administrators about what they do when that happens?
Yeah, so normally they would ramp up testing. So they would, increase testing of residents and staff members when they have a positive case. And in many cases, they are already doing testing based on the positivity rates in the county that they're in. They would also be quarantining positive residents. So they, I believe now the quarantine period is 10 days. So they wouldn't, you know, be allowed to interact with other people in the facility for like 10 days. Staff who would have to take care of them would, you know, use full PPE around them. So that would be, you know, a mask, a gown, a face mask, that kind of thing.
Sarah Volpenhayn is a Report for America Corps reporter and writes for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She's talking to us about a recent increase in COVID cases in nursing homes, still not at pre-vaccination levels, but the trend with Delta moving up a little bit. A lot of people vaccinated, though. Coming up, we'll talk about vaccination rates among nursing home staff here in Wisconsin. You could join in at 800-642-1234. If you have an experience with a nursing home in recent weeks and days, if you work in one, live in one, or have loved ones, what precautions are you seeing? Are things looking a lot better than they did, say, pre-vaccination? You can call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas@WPR.org. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Barrett. We're picking up our conversation now with reporter Sarah Volpenhayn, who writes for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She's telling us about the increase in COVID cases in nursing homes as the Delta variant spread, still not at the worst levels we saw pre-vaccination. You can join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. If you have a firsthand report from a nursing home as a family member, a resident, a staffer there, 800-642-1234 is the number to call. Sarah, vaccination rates for nursing home workers, you report about 62% of Wisconsin nursing home workers vaccinated, but a lot of variation from one part of the state to another, one facility to another. Can you talk about that range?
Yeah, that's right. Like you said, overall, about 62% of people eligible to work in nursing homes in the state have been vaccinated. That can be anybody from the nurses and aides who are the most closely in contact with residents to therapists and physicians who might stop in and work with residents from time to time. But yes, there's a lot of variation across the state. So, you know, vaccination rates range from a low of like 22% at some facilities to a high of 100% at others. Some nursing homes have mandated the vaccine on their own accord of their staff members and have been able to achieve very high vaccination rates in, you know, the upper 90% to 100%. The one that I picked out in my story, at the time in late August, they had a vaccination rate of 22%. This was Riverdale Healthcare Center in Southwest Wisconsin. And another one on the other end of the spectrum had all of their staff members vaccinated, and that was Sauk County Healthcare Center in Reedsburg. It definitely reflects this wide disparity between nursing homes. And we do have a feature on our website where you can look up your nursing home or your family member's nursing home and see what their most recently reported staff vaccination rate was.
Bring on a caller now. Larry is with us in Prairie du Chien. Larry, hi.
Hi.
What do you want to tell us about, Larry?
Well, my wife is in a nursing home and has been for basically 2 years now. And right now we are locked out again. We cannot go in to see her. First, it was a case of a positive test in a staff person. Then, a week later, after they had told us that it would be like 2 weeks, we would be shut out. Then, after a week went by, then they called and said, well, now one of the residents had tested positive. So now you add another week on. So hopefully nothing else happens, but that means it'll be at least 3 weeks again. And I, you know, so many of the people there, what means it, the only thing that means anything to them is having that contact with their loved ones. I mean, in my particular case, that's the only thing that means anything to my wife. Zoom calls, window visits, that doesn't mean a thing. And I have spent enough time. Excuse me.
I'm sorry, Larry. Yeah.
I spent a lot of time in those places. And I can see what it means to those people to have personal contact. And I just feel it's so selfish for people to, whatever, selfish reasons to not get vaccinated so that we can protect and get rid of this thing. I mean, your actions have ramifications. And I guess that's it.
All right, Larry, I am so sorry. That's so hard, and I feel for you and your family, and I hope you can go see your wife soon. Sarah, are we seeing this happen when we have these cases, families like Larry's being shut out for a couple weeks, a few weeks at a time?
Yeah, thank you, Larry, for sharing your experience, and my heart goes out to you and your family. Yeah, that's really the hardest part about this most recent uptick in cases is that, you know, this has direct effects on nursing home residents and their family members. And that's what I hear from family members and also from nursing home officials and trade group representatives is that they don't want to go back to the times where we had these mass lockdowns of nursing homes and people weren't allowed to see their resident or their family members for months on end. And that's really why a lot of nursing home trade groups and officials are really pushing the vaccine and encouraging their members to either require the vaccine in one trade group's case of staff members or to really highly encourage their staff members to actually get the vaccine because a lot of industry leaders say that this is the only way we're going to get out of the pandemic is if we really bring up the vaccination rates among staff members so that we don't have to keep locking down facilities and have, you know, this isolation that is really hard on residents and on their family members.
Larry, thanks again for that call and best of luck, I guess, to you and your family. I hope you can visit your wife again soon. And Sarah, thank you so much for sharing your reporting with us today.
Thank you.
That's Sarah Volpenhayn, a Report for America Core reporter. She covers underserved communities for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She talked to us today about COVID in Wisconsin nursing homes, precautions taken there. You can find her reporting, by the way, at jsonline.com, along with that online tool she mentioned, looking at vaccination rates in nursing home facilities around the state.